Happy Hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
What up? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Oh, we have so much to get into in the world of celebrity news. But first, let me introduce myself. Let me tell you what's happening. This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. I am the authority on all things celebrity news, and I sit here and I rip into them, and I call them out on their BS. And this show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grinds in life. I'm there for you to keep you entertained. So I always want to hear from you. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. And you can leave me a voicemail and I can play it on air. Tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio and let's have a good time. All right, let's see what the hell is going on with Alec Baldwin. Because if any other person would have done what Alec Baldwin did, they'd be facing charges. But because he's Alec Baldwin and he's rich and famous, he essentially got away with murder.
Alec Baldwin is speaking out hours after New Mexico officials issued a fine to the production company behind Rust. Helena Hutchins was accidentally shot and killed on the set of that film.
I like how she said, and killed, adding a little bit of a dramatic effect.
Hutchins was accidentally shot and killed on
and killed
the set of that film in October. The 64-year-old actor released a statement attributed to his attorney on Wednesday, writing, quote, "We are grateful to the New Mexico Occupational Health and Safety Bureau for investigating this matter."
Oh, we're so grateful for this. What a bunch of mumbo jumbo lawyer BS. Oh, we're so grateful for all this time we've had to put into making ourselves not look like scumbags. Thank you for that, this opportunity.
"We appreciate the report exonerates Mr. Baldwin by making clear that he believed the gun held only dummy rounds."
Well, he's a dummy.
Adding, "Additionally, the report recognized that Mr. Baldwin's authority on the production was limited to approved script changes and creative casting."
I like how she said approved.
"Mr. Baldwin has no authority over the matters that were subject of the Bureau's findings of violations, and we are pleased that the New Mexico officials have cleared these critical issues."
I feel like whoever is the lawyer of Alec Baldwin just goes in there and goes, "I have all the money and all the power in the world. I know Alec Baldwin essentially committed manslaughter, blah, 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 da, 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 da. You could say whatever, but I'm rich and I can get away with it." Because essentially everything around Alec Baldwin keeps getting dropped and it's just kind of like, okay, just let him get away with it. Let him rob every bank in the world. If I'm Alec Baldwin, I'm legitimately saying to myself, should I always be committing crimes because I can get away with it?
The statement comes hours after the New Mexico safety regulators released the results of its investigation into the Rust film shooting that happened on October 21st. The report found that, quote, "Rust Movie Productions LLC management knew that firearm safety procedures were not being followed on set."
Oops!
"And demonstrated plain indifference to employee safety by failing to review work practices and take corrective action."
I mean, the movie was called Rust. You weren't really beginning with anything positive.
As a result, the production company behind Rust was fined over $135,000.
And I bet for like those companies that are making these movies. Like, Rust isn't being made by Universal, so there's not the biggest budget. So I would assume the company that is getting sued and having to pay $150,000, like, that's decently hitting their bottom. That's decently hitting their bottom line. Like, it's not causing the company to go bankrupt, but that $130,000 fine, kind of a big deal for them.
Quote, Rust Movie Productions LLC was issued a willful series citation that includes a $136,793 civil penalty.
Yeah, like, you can write out that check and voila, and they'll have money. They're not bankrupt. But either way you put it, buddy boy, $136,000 is the same, man. That's a lot of money.
This is the highest level of citation and maximum fine allowable by state law in New Mexico.
New Mexico sounds like a fun time. Just go there and leave in debt.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah, this following segment. Let me tell you, man, about Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. He is over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard right next door to McDonald's.
No.
There's going to be weeks that Rich Keeley is going to be booked up. There's going to be weeks that you're not going to be able to access him for a haircut. And now you're going, Ryan, why would you admit that in a live read for a barber that is sponsoring you? Because it's worth the wait, and he has a waiting list. When I tell you that Rich Keeley is the best barber in the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. You go to richkbarber.com, sign up for an appointment, and if all the spots are full, don't worry. Don't have a panic attack. Everything will be okay. Join the waiting list. And let me tell you, when you get that amazing haircut from Rich Keeley, tell him I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
I'd like a $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole f***ing bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. If you're listening live on ZRadioLive.com, call me, 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Kourtney Kardashian doesn't have time for unwanted comments about her body.
Oh, she's so busy. She's got so much on her plate. She's too busy for you.
During Thursday's new episode of The Kardashians, the Pooch founder got candid with her mom, Kris Jenner, about wanting to have a child with Travis Barker.
Yeah, can you make some more kids? We got really no more content. Kendall kind of likes being private, and Kylie is having a lot of kids. Really nothing new happening in the Kardashian household.
But Kourtney admitted that she's struggling with the IVF process, and when people speculate that she's already pregnant, that's just not helping.
Oh, no. Maybe don't read the social media comments and realize they wouldn't say it to your face.
Quote,
problem solved.
Every single person on social media is always like, Kourtney's pregnant, Kourtney's pregnant, Kourtney's gained so much weight.
I mean, she has.
I'm like, it's so rude to comment on people when you have no idea what they're actually going through.
Oh, and we're not going through anything. I love when celebrities get a mean comment and then they're like, oh, we're going through so much. So are we. Everybody's going through it.
The 43-year-old then noted that not only has the treatment caused her to gain weight, but it also put her into early
Oh, so then shut up. Go on a treadmill and shut up. I gained weight. I got back to 300 pounds. I felt fat. And I've lost 8 pounds counting calories and drinking wine along the way. Like, I'm tired of everybody going like, oh, I'm fat. Work out. Do something.
Gain weight, but it also put her into early menopause and into a depression.
Oh, yeah, that menopause ain't a fun time.
Quote, think because I'm so clean and careful with what I put in my body, it's just having the complete opposite reaction. And it is working as a contraceptive instead of helping us.
I don't even know what that means, but I'm sorry.
Courtney admitted that though she has, quote, everything in the world to be happy about, she's just feeling, quote, a little bit off.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like it.
The reality star is already a proud mama to 12-year-old son Mason, 9-year-old Penelope, and 7-year-old Rain.
Yeah, they're cool.
Whom she shares with ex Scott Disick. And her now fiance Travis shares 18-year-old Landon and 16-year-old Alabama.
Travis Barker's 16-year-old son's wearing dark shades. It's awesome. I mean, I'm not one to critique. I've been wearing dark shades recently too, but it's just funny. They're just adorable.
With his ex-wife, Shayna Mockler.
Courtney. Oh yeah, she's a real delight. Dummy.
Shayna Mockler. Courtney recently revealed to Access Hollywood that in a quote dream world, the pair would love 2 more kids.
But then you're like 70 and they're 20. Do you really want that?
Courtney, great timing. Vegas, 2 a.m. Elvis, that's a good idea.
The second we got to Vegas. No, the second we got to Vegas, actually, we just started, you know, talking about the idea.
They literally don't even know what they're saying. They just make each word come out as long as possible to fill in time. So, like, we were at a meeting. We were talking about things.
And then after some 818, it was just...
Can someone else talk and help? Mm-hmm.
There was no option.
How soon for maybe the real deal? Your first wedding.
I don't know. We're just kind of seeing how we feel.
They do know about their feelings. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Now, Hoppy Hot Topic.
The Smith family is taking time to focus on, quote, deep healing.
You're not really focusing on deep healing if you're letting everybody know, oh yeah, we're healing deeply over at the Smith household. Can we keep being in the limelight?
On the season 5 premiere of Red Table Talk, Jada Pinkett Smith acknowledged the ongoing controversy surrounding her husband Will Smith's shocking Oscar slap.
Everybody's moved on from it, but the internet just keeps talking about it. I'm like, I don't care, man. I mean, here I am playing the clip, so maybe I'm no different, but I'm just saying, oh my God, man. Because I can't just not play this. It's content.
Quote, considering all that has happened in the last few weeks, the Smith family has been focusing on deep healing. A statement from Jada right at the start of the new Facebook Watch episode.
Oh yeah, that's going to be a great episode.
The 50-year-old went on to note that some of the, quote, discoveries around the family's healing process will be shared at the table, but not until the time calls.
Oh, that'll be on the season finale.
Quote, until then.
Oh, we're not going to have it figured out until about May 24th when the season's going to end, and then you'll get the big explosion.
The table will continue offering itself to powerful, inspiring, and healing testimonies like that of our incredible, impressive first guest. Jada concluded her message.
She just ends it with Jada.
The 5th season kicked off on Wednesday with Janelle Monáe joining Jada, her daughter Willow, and Jada's mom at the table for a candid conversation.
Oh, I bet this was genuine and not scripted at all.
I'm non-binary.
Yeah.
So I just don't see myself as a woman or solely or, right. You know, I feel all.
It's Jada trying to show any human emotion.
Right. Or, right. You know, I feel all of my energy. I feel like God is so much bigger than man the he. Woman.
One thing you'll learn in life is God's not real, bud.
Or the she.
The teaser video for the new season makes no mention of the family's ongoing drama following Will's shocking Oscars night. The King Richard star slapped Chris Rock during the award show's live broadcast after the comedian made a joke.
Yeah, we know. We know. We were there. We lived it. You don't need to tell us in the video. Hey, you remember when this happened? Yes, we are all aware. I can't believe that happened. And Will Smith just went up there and punched Chris Rock. I mean, that was the most 2022 thing ever. But like, what's weird is we're not even halfway done with the year and everything has happened. Think about what's going to happen within the next 8 months, man. It is crazy. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and talk about more things and the role of celebrities after this.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by the best trainer in all of the Bay Area, Devin Prasad at FitSageFitness.com. Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. When I tell you that he is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. Go to FitSageFitness.com. If you live within the Tampa area, you can work out with him. If you don't, go to social media at FitSageFitness, and you can work out virtually. There's always a reason to work out. Make it happen, Captain. For all the info, FitSageFitness.com.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hoppy. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
In today's Tech Bites, Instagram wants you to leave your TikToks on TikTok instead of reposting them to Reels. The platform is changing its ranking algorithm to favor original content, so creators will now get more credit for their original videos and...
Yeah, they're like, get your better videos on TikTok out of here! Leave it to TikTok! That is the most small dick energy Mark Zuckerberg mindset. I can't have other people's work on here! Even though my whole idea was pretty much... taken from people that I creeped out. You know what I mean? Like, Mark Zuckerberg has always lived a lie. He was a creep since day one. Oh, but you can't put other people's work on my platform. Ugh. He's got a little man syndrome. He's afraid of competition.
And photos helping them to build audiences. Just in time for tomorrow's Earth Day, Best Buy has launched a service to haul away your old devices.
I would love to meet a person that goes to Best Buy. What the hell would be the reason to go to Best Buy in 2022? Oh, please. I want to spend the exact price that the TV is. You know what I mean? Like, when you go to Best Buy, you're getting the exact retail price. It's not going to be that much lower. It's not going to be that much higher. But if you go to, like, Amazon, you can get deals. Like, going to Best Buy is like saying I'm cool with spending more money than I should if I were to put in a little bit of work and save money off Amazon, but I'm cool with paying that $400. You know what I mean? It's for people that don't want to put any research into what they're buying, and they just go to Best Buy and they're like, I'll take that TV.
A crew will now come to your home, remove and recycle two large items like a refrigerator or a range for $199. The same fee covers an unlimited number of smaller items.
Got it.
And prepare to dig deep if you are thinking about buying one of BMW's electric luxury sedans.
Oh, it was on my list this year. I was going to go out there and I was going to get this car.
The i7's battery has a range of about 300 miles and features a massive theater screen for rear passengers.
This is every millionaire's midlife crisis right here, baby. Living it out.
Brace yourselves. Starting price, $120,000.
I'm right on it. 856-49-HOPPY. The next headline. You would have to be out of your mind to not have seen this coming.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Netflix is going downhill. Whoa. Go woke, get broke? What a concept!
Overnight, Netflix stock plunging as much as 25% after the streaming powerhouse announced it lost subscribers for the first time in more than a decade.
So probably since like when it was DVDs, when you had to like get the DVDs, like think about how Netflix changed. Like 17 years ago, you would wait for a DVD to come into the mail. Now it's like, virtually, it's bizarre. But think about that. Since that era, they're now losing money. So from the past 11 to 12 years, they've been making money. For the first time since the DVD era, Netflix is losing money. And that is because Hulu, Paramount Plus, HBO Max, Starz, Cinemax, Showtime, all these different platforms have a lot of better shows than Netflix. Netflix acting is good, but it's not elite. It's not amazing. Netflix acting is like, it's good enough. You can be entertained. You can enjoy it. Or you could go to HBO Max and get the grittier, more real acting.
Just when you think it couldn't get any worse, it just does.
Netflix is like going to Texas Roadhouse for dinner, and then all the other platforms are like going to Birds or Flemings.
Get any worse, it just does.
Netflix blaming more competition, illegal password sharing.
Oh, that's a real problem.
And Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The company ended the first quarter.
Yeah, let's blame Russia.
Quarter with 200,000 fewer subscribers than the end of last year.
I mean, $18 a month? No, thank you.
We're seeing a lot of the subscription fervor that was going on during the pandemic. We're seeing that starting to slow down.
Yeah, I feel like we spent so much time in 2020 watching TV that we want to appreciate life, that I just feel like streaming is probably reaching an all-time low.
After increasing its monthly cost in January, the basic Netflix plan is now about $10. But according to a new study, more than 60% of people think they shouldn't have to pay any more than $7.50 per month for...
In what era? 2012? Get over yourself.
Or a streaming service.
Oh, yeah, I shouldn't have to pay more than $2 for, like, of course people are going to think that they're cheap, but that's not how it works.
$50 per month for a streaming service.
There is the potential for a considerable scandal.
Oh, look at this Bridgerton acting. It's so wonderful.
Indeed.
So in order to lower its price, Netflix is now looking at cheaper ad-supported subscription plans.
Oh, that sounds like it's going to be a fun time. Commercials on Netflix. Help out the environment.
Advertising is inevitable. You're going to have to do it not just to acquire new subscribers, maybe even to retain your existing subscribers.
Netflix is also hoping to cash in on non-paying subscribers.
Yeah, you're going to finally get us.
The company currently has 222 million paying subscribers, but estimates that passwords are being shared with more than 100 million households, a potential new revenue source.
They really haven't gone after.
Yeah, they've kind of like swept that under the rug, and I've always kind of been like, when is it going to end?
After.
Like, do you ever wonder that? Like, you're just giving out your password. You're wondering, is this the last day I'm going to give out my password?
These people that they see are clearly in another state.
Netflix isn't the only streaming service hurting. Roku, Spotify, and Disney also traded lower Tuesday.
Okay. I hope they are able to manifest whatever they want.
Whatever Netflix decides to do, probably a lot of other services are going to...
All right, I don't care anymore. If I'm bored, you're bored. 856-49-HOPPY. Oh, man. Could Taylor Swift and Drake be collaborating? Let's find out.
Yeah.
I had to skip through this because they're playing music, and I can't play music because of the copyright law.
Now fans are sweating over the duo possibly teaming up for a collab. Check this out. Drake just shared this snapshot, hugging Taylor from behind with his arm around her neck.
Yeah, right from behind.
Loving it.
And the caption? They too soft to understand the meaning of hard work.
It's too soft because you drink too much Jack Daniels. That's why it's too soft, buddy boy.
Which sparked fans to speculate the two are working together.
Oh yeah, they are.
I like challenges.
Swifties know she loves teasing new music and dropping Easter eggs, so let's get into some theories about this potential collaboration.
Yeah.
Number one, The order of the photos. The pic Drake posted with the 32-year-old singer is the fifth slide. And with T-Swift gearing up for the re-release of her fifth album, 1989, fans think it's hardly a coincidence.
Probably not. It's all for attention. I can't play this, guys. Skip over this because there's music. And they don't let me play it with the copyright.
Confirmed and never released album, Karma. The speculation here is that Taylor had an album called Karma, but canceled it back in 2016 after her feud with Kim Kardashian and Kanye West reignited.
Well,
I am still trying to understand the whole...
It's Scott Disick talking to Kim.
...feud between Taylor Swift and Ye that happened about this whole song. Because I thought she knew about it.
She did, but and she was acting like she didn't.
Up until
dun dun dun, shots fired.
At that point, she had released a new album and new look every 2 years between 2006 and 2014. But just 3 months before this alleged album was supposedly to be released, Taylor received backlash after Kanye released his single "Famous."
I can't play any more of this because they're talking about playing all the music. And I can't play the music on here. Let's see if we can hear any more of this.
Karma to instead drop Reputation, an album that directly addressed the Kimye chaos in 2017.
Any more of this video. There's all this music, man. If you guys want to pay the $10,000 for me to have music copyright on here, I would appreciate that. But until then, the show's a little budget at times.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Kid Cudi reveals exactly where he stands with Kanye West after...
I'm assuming not in a good place.
...their public feud. The rapper reveals on Twitter that his collaboration for Pusha T's upcoming album, It's Almost Dry, will officially be his final song with Ye. He says in an April 19th tweet, "Hey, so I know some of you heard about the song I got with Pusha. I did this song a year ago when I was still cool with Kanye. I'm not cool with that man. He's not my friend."
Yeah.
Cudi adds, "I only cleared the song for Pusha because that's my guy. This is the last song you will hear me on with Kanye."
Thank you for letting us know. We can now sleep at night, Kid Cudi, knowing that you're never going to work with him again. Narcissist. And I like Kid Cudi. I vibe with his music and whatever. But I'm not going to be like, "Oh, I'm glad I found out. Now I can live."
Judging by his tweet, it seems the rapper wants to make sure the timeline of the song is clear and to set the record straight.
Trust me, no one cares about your timeline, bro. No one's going, "When did Kid Cudi officially release this? Before or after their fight?" We all have our own problems in life. Kid Cudi, we're listening to you. We're not thinking about you.
And to set the record straight, in case any fans questioned if he and Yeezy had mended ties. His post comes after Kanye blasted Kid Cudi on social media for remaining friends with Pete Davidson. Of course, the SNL comedian is now in a romance with Ye's ex, Kim Kardashian. Back in February, Kanye shared a 2019 photo of himself with Pete, Timothy Chalamet, and Cudi at the latter star's birthday dinner at Nobu in Malibu. The shot was originally posted on Kim's Twitter account. In Ye's 2022 repost, a big red X was placed over the Saturday Night Live star's face, and Kanye slammed Cudi for remaining friends with Pete after Pete and Kim started dating.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
At the time, Ye captioned his now-deleted post, "I just wanted my friend to have my back. The knife just goes in deeper."
Yeah, it does. That's another way to explain the sex between Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson.
In a separate post, Kanye said that he'd be removing Cudi from his Donda 2 album, saying, "Just so everyone knows, Cudi will not be on Donda because he's friends with you-know-who."
Who?
Cudi, who was featured on the original Donda album, got wind of Ye's post and clapped back with, "Too bad I don't want to be on your album." He also called Ye a dinosaur and added, "Everyone knows I've been the best thing about your album since I met you. Pray for you, brother."
Relax, buddy. You're pretty good, but he's pretty good on his own. The best thing to happen to you. Relax, bud. 856-49-HOPPY.
Deborah Lee Furness is so over tabloid gossip.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman doesn't like men at all.
The Australian actress opened up about long-standing rumors over her husband Hugh Jackman's sexuality on the Not an Overnight Success podcast. She again addressed the false narrative that the X-Men star is secretly gay.
He's never hooked up with a man.
Deborah says if Hugh wanted to be gay, you can trust he would be out and proud.
But that's the opposite. He's Wolverine. He's the badass guy that likes to sing. He's so manly and he's so Wolverine-ish. And he loves singing. It's a little weird, man. And it's weird in a way that it's like, bro, just be bisexual. Just come out.
When you're a celebrity, you're so open slather to people wanting to say negative things. I mean, Hugh's been gay for whatever. I mean, hello, guys. If he was gay, he could be gay. He didn't
have- No, he couldn't.
Have to hide in the-
Because there's homophobia out there. So that's dumb logic.
Closet anymore.
And if he were.
Yeah, it's gotten better, but it's not the easiest thing for a gay person to come out. Oh, everything's wonderful and dandy. There would never be a reason for him to not want to come out. Her logic is dumb.
She joked he'd totally be with this Hollywood A-lister.
Yeah.
And he'd be dating Brad Pitt or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Not the Brad thing, but you know what I'm saying?
Oh, God, that voice. Imagine laying next to that.
Not the Brad thing.
My girlfriend says the same thing about me.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m., 2800 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. He is the best MMA trainer, the best martial arts trainer in all of the Bay Area. For all the info, AmirAcademy.com.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Oh, this little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for Turtle Face? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
What are you looking at? Loser, you're a loser. Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt. You make me sick, you big baby.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
It's Rudy Giuliani on The Masked Singer.
Before I met you.
And I'm done.
I'm done.
I'll break a thousand more, baby, before I am through.
And then Ken Jeong walks off. Oh, look at me. I'm making a stance that's liberal.
Ken Jeong walks off set after Rudy Giuliani is revealed as one of the disguised contestants on The Masked Singer.
But he also didn't walk off when Dog the Bounty Hunter was there. So you're a fucking hypocrite, you liberal douche.
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
No, we can confirm it.
But yes.
So what led to the surprising moment?
That he's liberal and he's like, I can't be around anybody that's Republican.
Wednesday's episode introduced the final five contestants. Frog Prince, Queen Cobra, Space Bunny, Baby Mammoth, and Jack in the Box.
I love Jack in the Box. Some of the best fast food ever.
And I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Oh, yeah.
Following all
bad to the bone, I'm a deadbeat dad in a Largo Mall.
They're performing
buying a doll for my kid while I buy a bottle of booze. Because people that like the song Bad to the Bone are deadbeat dads.
Following all their performances, the audience voted for their favorite, and in the end, it was Jack in the Box who got the boot, which left the panel of judges, Robin Thicke, Jenny McCarthy, Nicole Scherzinger, and Ken, to make their final guesses.
Joe Pesci.
I'm thinking it might be Robert Duvall.
You know what? I'm sticking with Elon Musk.
Could this be Al Roker?
Al Roker.
However, no one came close to Jack in the Box's real identity.
Oh my God, oh God, oh God!
There it is! Oh my goodness! Rudy Giuliani.
Former Associate Attorney General! Former Mayor of New York City!
Kent's liberal face and the woman on the show. Can you believe it? There's a Republican in front of us!
Oh, that's not Robert.
Rudy Giuliani! No way!
Yeah, the former New York City mayor's reveal caused mixed reactions from the judges. And
Yeah, I'd call it a mixed reaction.
Left the usually funny Ken not so happy.
When has he been funny? Ooh, I was naked in the car in the trunk in the first Hangover movie. That was really funny. I was walking around naked beating everybody up. And then I had a failed sitcom on ABC Dr. Ken or whatever. And then I did some comedy here and there. But I am the authority on everything because I was the naked guy in a Hangover. So my opinion means more than yours.
I broke a thousand hearts.
Because I'm an asshole.
Before I met you.
And I'm done.
Do you hear him? I'm done. I need to go get the penis pump to make my dick bigger. I'm done. Small dick energy. I'm done.
I'll break a thousand more, baby, before I am through.
Ken walks off. No, don't leave. You're so entertaining.
I've had multiple times where I was surprised.
Mm-hmm. But based on Ken's reaction, this surprise feels different than others before.
Yeah, he's a liberal douche.
E.T. has reached out to the comedian and the masked singer for comment.
Oh, but I'm too busy being liberal.
Of course, fans knew this was coming. Back in February, when the show was filming, news first broke of the Community star exiting the stage in protest after Giuliani's unmasking. And since then, neither the panel nor the show have publicly commented on it.
Oh, but we didn't walk off when Dog the Bounty Hunter was there. Let's forget about that.
But it sure got the internet talking. Like political pundit and frequent guest host on The View, Ana Navarro, who shared her two cents on Twitter, writing, quote, "I thought there could not ever possibly be worse and more humiliating footage of Rudy Giuliani than when covered sweaty dye streaked down his face.
Are you sure that just wasn't you last night?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by WestChaseprinting.com. When I tell you that they are the best printing company in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. Posters, business cards, yard signs, the banner that you see with Happy Hour's headquarters here in St. Petersburg, all of that can be made at WestChaseprinting.com. And if you had gone there prior without hearing this live read, you probably would have got an amazing deal. Not probably, you would have gotten an amazing deal. Because that's just how DJ Tone Tampa at West Chase Printing on Instagram does it. But when you name drop me and you say that you heard about it on Happy Hour, let me tell you, boys and girls, you'll get hooked up.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yeah! Yes!
Oh! He never rolls back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, yes. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic!
Down goes those losers!
Morning, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis escalating his fight against the house that Mickey built. Pressuring state lawmakers to repeal Disney World's unique self-governing authority.
Yeah, why the hell did they get their own government?
The little-known Reedy Creek Improvement District that dates back to the late 60s.
That sounds like money laundering.
We'll be considering the congressional map.
God, his voice is... I sound like Mayor Cranberry.
But they also will be...
But I gave you freedom!
Considering termination of all special districts that were enacted in Florida prior...
He has that swagger whenever he's removing something that's been there forever, like abortion. He's always got that swagger.
We'll be considering termination of all special districts that were enacted in Florida prior to 1968.
Yeah, bitch, I'm taking away your privilege, and I'm going to talk in a smarmy way.
And that includes the Reedy Creek Improvement District.
How unprecedented is it for a governor to take on Disney in Florida?
It's highly unusual.
I love it. I hate the pretentiousness of Disney.
To see...
Oh, we care about Walt Disney's honor, but if he were to see current day Disney, he would vomit. But we're keeping his honor alive. All the people in their midlife crises that don't want to grow up, they go there wearing a Mickey ears. Oh, my God.
An out-and-out fight between one of the most powerful and important companies in the state.
Political insiders say the battle is really over Florida's new parental rights and education law.
Ah, that's what it goes to. He doesn't really care. Yeah, we're voting. People that walk around and do those chants and protests.
Florida's new parental rights and education law. Which opponents, including some vocal Disney employees, call the Don't Say Gay Law.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Disney's CEO Bob Chapek, initially noncommittal, saying after the governor signed the bill into law,
yeah.
Our goal as a company is for this law to be repealed by the legislature or struck down in the court.
Got it.
This state is governed by the interests of the people of the state of Florida.
Oh, man, that's what's so great about DeSantis is he doesn't really care about us, but he drops that. I'm there for the people. But he kind of was. I mean, look at how he dealt with COVID. He was kind of there for the people more than most politicians. Is he completely there for us? No. But is he kind of a man of the people? Hell yeah. Unless you have a vagina, then he's not as cool.
It is not based on the demands of California corporate executives.
Disney's special self-governance, which covers 40 square miles, allows the company to provide many of its own services, like fire departments, road construction, and building and zoning.
The one thing I will say is, think about all those jobs that are going to be gone.
Today, I want to share with you some of our ideas for Disney World.
Yeah. And everything it becomes within a lifetime will be everything I didn't want it to be.
Without Reedy Creek, historians believe it's unlikely Uncle Walt would have realized his dream in Florida.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be really digging it. He wouldn't be really vibing with it.
It's clearly political. The governor and Republicans in the legislature, at least many of them, seem to be trying to punish Disney.
Yeah.
Disney World is twice the size of Manhattan, or for another reference, about the size of San Francisco.
Got it.
It straddles two counties, Osceola and Orange County. We reached out to the managers of those counties to ask them whether they could take on the responsibilities.
We want nothing to do with this. Don't talk to us.
If the state decides to eliminate the Reedy Creek Improvement District, and the managers in those counties said right now it's hypothetical, so really, no comment.
Yeah, they're like, let's just sweep this under the rug and hope it goes away.
Following A$AP Rocky's arrest Wednesday morning in connection with...
What a dummy, bro. You're about to be a father with Rihanna, and you're getting arrested? Like, you made us think, A$AP Rocky, that you were this new man, and you were this new guy, and we could root for you. And then you get an arrest, bro? After there's cheating allegations? What are you doing, A$AP?
Following A$AP Rocky's arrest Wednesday morning in connection with a Los Angeles shooting last year, E.T. is learning how his girlfriend Rihanna, who is pregnant with...
Rihanna! I like how the guy said it. Some people say Rihanna. He's like, Rihanna! Like I'm talking from Omaha!
How his girlfriend Rihanna...
Rihanna!
Who is pregnant with their first child, is handling it just hours later.
Oh, how?
After returning from their vacation in the singer's home country of Barbados, the rapper was arrested at Los Angeles International Airport.
That must have been fun. I'm about to lose my freedom for a sec.
For assault with a deadly weapon, and new details are emerging. The LAPD says on November 6, 2021, an argument between two acquaintances occurred in the Hollywood area.
Oh, that sounds delightful. It sounds safe.
The authorities add, the argument escalated and resulted in the suspect firing a handgun at the victim. The victim sustained a minor injury.
That's not good at all. When the handgun comes out, it's not usually the best thing to ever happen. No one's going, oh my God, I want the handgun to come out.
Suspect firing a handgun at the victim. The victim sustained a minor injury from the incident and later sought medical treatment.
Oh, that's good.
Following the shooting,
I'm glad he got medical treatment.
Suspect and two additional males fled the area on foot. But amid all this, Rhi only has one thing on her mind.
Sex! Oh, wait, no. The baby.
Her pregnancy.
Yeah, she's like, hey, ASAP, there's all these cheating rumors, and now you're arrested? I'm pregnant, too. Oh, my God. Imagine those mood swings.
A source tells ET, this drama is the last thing Rihanna needs right now.
Duh.
She wants to be mellow, relaxed, and focused 100% on the arrival of her baby, not stressing out.
Yeah, that wouldn't really be good for the kid.
Rihanna made a point to navigate the public side of her pregnancy on her own terms, and now suddenly things seem out of her control.
Got it.
But despite the news of ASAP's arrest, since announcing the news they were expecting in January, the two have been over the moon about becoming parents.
Sounds like everything's going well, though. You have an arrest here, cheating allegations. Oh, everything sounds dandy.
Shut up!
What are you looking forward to as you move into a new chapter of your life, ASAP?
I'm just excited for what I don't know yet, you know? Everything is new to me, so, you know?
You know what I mean, man?
I'm excited.
Yeah, we got you, bro.
And Rhee has been slaying all the looks with her adorable baby bump.
But you are making it look so stylish.
You having fun with her?
Well, you have to.
Right?
Oh, you have to.
See, it's a long 9 to 10 months, girl. You know? No, you have to enjoy it.
Especially when I have a deadbeat father.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
I mean, time will tell, but it's not really looking good for ASAP Rocky for him being a good father, but whatever. This following segment was brought to you by the best podcast network in all of the interwebs and all of the universe, quadpod.com, QODPOD.com. And when you go there, go to QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy, and you can listen to the latest episode anytime, anywhere. You can also listen on every major platform that has a podcast. Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, MixCloud, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, Deezer, all the places you can listen to.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Hooked me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm gonna get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, geez, my mic wasn't on. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 84. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Well, it was good.
And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. The world's ending over here, so let's get back to the news.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
I'm very single right now. Oh. Very single.
Tyler Cameron has not given out his final rose just yet.
Oh, thank God. We've been worried about what Tyler Cameron was going to do. But now that we know that Tyler Cameron's giving out his rose, our lives are improved forever. You telling this douche? And no, I'm not projecting upon myself.
The Bachelorette alum is addressing those Kristen Cavallari dating rumors. And
yeah, I'm going to be Eskimo Brothers with Jay Cutler, one of the biggest busts ever in the NFL.
Turns out the pair are not an item.
No. But when the busts involve Kristen Cavallari, I'm cool with those busts.
I've never been more single.
You've never been more single?
Yeah.
During an interview on the Ellen DeGeneres show, the 29-year-old explained to guest host Access Hollywood's Mario Lopez that he is still looking for his future wife. The clarification comes amid fans speculating that he is dating the very Cavallari star after the pair were spotted kissing for a video shoot for her brand Uncommon James earlier this month.
She's so hot, but the problem is she married Jay Cutler and had kids with him, so that's kind of gross, man.
Although the duo has denied anything romantic between them.
Nah, it's just sex.
Reality stars do seem to be close friends.
Hot, sweaty, vapid sex.
And Tyler, who has been linked to A-listers like Gigi Hadid, does appear to be open to love.
Oh, he's getting an A-list vagina. They put in so much effort, all the famous people. Yawn.
What I see is someone who's like smile, contagious, who like, you know, can laugh.
Who could be my missionary queen?
Up a room, but also like how they treat people, yeah. You know, how they are with the people around them.
Got
they respect the server, the parents.
The type of person they are is really important to you, man. Because you're a really good guy.
They're friends. That's big for me.
Okay. You know?
That's big for me.
She's got to be beautiful, too.
Yeah.
When he finds real love, fans may not see it in front of cameras, though.
Yeah, because you're not going to show your true side to us because you're playing a character on TV, which is fine, but don't go, oh, I'm trying to be authentic while you're not being yourself at all.
Tyler told Access Hollywood in March 2021 that he plans to keep his personal life private after his time on the ABC hit dating show.
How long until he spills all the beans? No one's talking about me. I'm becoming irrelevant. Oh, time to exploit my life.
After being on The Bachelor and being in that public world,
I'm going to do OnlyFans.
I like to try and keep things private and focus on myself now.
Yeah.
Totally. Totally respect it, but you seem happy, so that's all.
She's like, yeah, you don't seem to have much going on, man.
We as Bachelor Nation, I can say for...
Bachelor Nation?
Oh, that's...
A bunch of pretentious people.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This has been brought to you by ZRadioLive.com. The best top 40 station in all of America is at ZRadio Live on Odyssey and on TuneIn. And every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central, you can listen to...
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY.
Well,
it's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Let's see what is going on in the world of driverless cars.
Self-driving cars are just around the next bend.
Oh, that's cool.
On this test track are two existing production models automatically steering, braking, and crucially, avoiding each other.
Got it.
But under current rules, the driver has to be in control. The big change, now being written into the highway code, allows the car to take over.
Well, in this vehicle, it's telling you to put your hands back on the wheel because this is an assisted driving vehicle. With an autonomous vehicle, you'll be able to take your hands off the wheel and your eyes off the road.
I don't know, man. Call me traditional, but I just like driving. I don't really trust all this self-driving.
And look watch at the screen and watch TV.
It doesn't give me the best vibes.
You won't be able to use a mobile, tablet, or read a book. The logic being you might miss the car's instructions to take over.
Yeah.
But the rules could change as fast as the technology does.
Yeah, that's what happens. Time goes on and technology improves. What a concept.
It's a big jump to go between the driver driving and the vehicle driving. So systems are only going to work at low speed.
I'm already falling asleep, man. 856-49-HOPPY. If I'm falling asleep, you're falling asleep.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
For better or worse, after 14 months of a federal transportation mask order.
So feel free to exercise your freedom this morning.
Hell yeah!
This morning, the country is at a pandemic turning point.
Yeah! Us in the media, we love separating it into eras.
I prefer not to wear the mask if I don't have to, so I'm glad that it stopped.
Hell yeah. You're a sociopath if you like wearing it. Oh, I like being different.
Of travelers, it's reason to celebrate.
I think it's great, yeah. I think everyone's ready. I think it's about time.
But others are worried about a new COVID variant.
Okay, it's never going away, so just live with it. Oh, We have to live in the past. We really enjoy the fear because we can't just deal with the fact that we're going to be dead someday, so it really doesn't matter. No. We got to keep the fear going because the fear that we had in 2020, it gave us purpose. And now that everyone's moved on, we're coming off like crazy boomers.
Spreading fast with 2,600 deaths just last week.
Yeah, people die, bro.
Coronavirus is really spreading and...
Yeah, it's spreading. It's like becoming the true crime of podcasts, but of life. Like, let's discuss COVID. I talk radio. So entertaining.
I just feel safer around people with masks.
In Houston, trans...
I just like being around people with masks because we're socially awkward and we don't want to show our faces. So this gives us the perfect way to not show our faces.
The crews have removed their mask up to ride signs while New York remains the largest city holdout.
Yeah, New York, man. That guy was like, all of you must go by my orders. But Kyrie Irving, the Nets kind of need you. Which I think they'd be better without him.
Still requiring facial coverings on trains, buses, and taxis.
Yeah. If we continue to encourage New Yorkers to wear a mask, if their environment was unknown, the status of the persons.
Hi, I'm Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, and I know everything because I was elected to be in charge of the Big Apple. That means my opinion is better than yours.
They are around.
But nationally, Uber and Lyft are dropping the mask.
Thank God. It was so awkward.
I might still wear mine.
Okay, sis. Thank you for letting us know.
You know, but if the passengers don't want to wear it, I'm not, you know, I'm okay with it.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you're okay with it, random Uber driver. We got your approval. Woohoo!
But the patchwork of changing rules is still causing confusion in some places.
Yeah.
In Philadelphia, for example, you can fly on a plane unmasked, but in the airport terminal, mask goes back on.
Yeah.
Take the subway or an Uber, mask can come off, but go grab dinner or do some shopping in the city, mask up again.
You know what the solution to that is? Never go to Philadelphia.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now.
And like that,